Okay, let's get started. These are the steps to follow if you have not filed for a divorce yet. Review this section thoroughly and answer all the questions. Based upon your circumstances and goals, decide if now's the best time to proceed. You may find that it's in your best interest to delay the divorce because your current circumstances would adversely affect your settlement and goals. We'll cover that in more detail in sections moving forward. Review all the material in this program before speaking with an attorney so you know the right questions to ask and the right answers to look for. Develop a plan to move forward. Even if you decide not to file until your circumstances change, you'll want to implement the strategies outlined in the prepare and positioning section to strengthen your position for when you do move forward. Implement the steps applicable to the phase you're at. This will be different for everyone. You may be already discussing a divorce. You may not have brought it up yet. Someone might be threatening a divorce. The situation is going to be unique to you and your partner. Speak with an attorney about current court procedures and get an idea of the timeline and projected outcome. So roughly how long will it take from start to finish on average for someone in your situation with your assets and income and children and complexities that might be in your divorce? There's seven specific questions in the section that relate to the pandemic court procedures and considerations. We've also provided you with a PDF of standard attorney interview questions in our attorney section of the program. One of the things you're definitely going to want to find out is what your attorney thinks you might be looking at in terms of a settlement, in terms of paying or receiving child support, spousal support, division of assets, including retirement accounts, etc. Then decide how and when you want to proceed. Alternative settlement options are covered in detail in the Educating Yourself section, but basically you have way more options than just I get an attorney, you get an attorney, and we fight things out in court. There are things that you can do that are a lot less expensive with way less conflict to come to an agreement with your spouse. These are steps to follow if you have already filed for a divorce, you and or your spouse. They're going to be the same as they were previously, except for number two and number six. Number two is determine whether you want to proceed, expedite, delay, or dismiss your divorce. And number six is speak with an attorney about options to do those things. And that depends on your goals and who filed. So as an example, if you wanted to expedite, you might do something that's an alternative strategy like direct negotiation or a settlement conference, arbitration, mediation, getting a trial date if your settlement is developed far enough. Delay, you can ask for what's called a long status date or time, and also tell them you want possible reconciliation time for that. Most courts will give that to you without having you have to dismiss your motion right away. And again, if you're going to dismiss the motion, only the person who filed, the plaintiff, is able to do so. Important considerations. Obviously, finances are very important to most of us, and it's a crucial part of your consideration. Have either of you lost a job recently? If so, that's going to be a huge factor. Do you and or your spouse own a business that's suffering because of a pandemic? Well, it could also conversely be flourishing because of those same considerations. So most businesses, retailers, restaurants, they have lost a lot of business. They've suffered through this and their revenue is down, their profits down. But if you're supplying things like face masks or something to the pharmaceutical industry, you could be doing extremely well. Based on what's happening in the market today. So that's going to tie into how will the valuation of your business be affected, up or down, depending on how you're doing because of those things. And if you or your spouse has lost their job, it could drastically affect your settlement terms, even if it happened after you filed. Not just how much child and spousal support is, but who will receive it. There's a huge change that could occur. Current value of assets, real estate, financial instruments, hard assets, etc. Make sure you have an accurate assessment of their value. And that's going to include getting appraisals for some of those items. And also, consider current economic and market factors that could influence their value in the near future. So if the real estate market is a bubble right now, you're probably at the highest value you anticipate being able to get. Now's a great time to do that, depending on how these assets are going to be divided. Or conversely, you might want to wait until they go down in value. It depends on your circumstances and your goals. After assessing your situation, can you afford the expenses associated with a divorce? That's going to mean legal fees, appraisals, interim living arrangements, and so on. Will you be able to afford living expenses after the divorce is final? That's pretty complex, but taking into account a reduction of income if you're both earning an income, paying or receiving spousal and child support. Obviously, if you're paying, it takes a lot of your income. If you're receiving, it helps you. Splitting of assets, moving expenses, reestablishing a new residence, and all the things that you need to put in there for furnishings and so on. We have worksheets to help you assess your current situation and to plan for the future. Timing. Assess whether it's better to proceed now or at a later date. Decide what's most important to you. Is being done quickly your priority? Because no one can have it all, obviously. It's a difficult thing no matter what. But you might want to do that because the emotional pain or drama or conflict or maybe difficulty on the children. Or is it best financial settlement possible? Now, obviously, everybody wants that. But you have to weigh out. These things work together, and you have to weigh out if maybe waiting longer is better because you'll end up with a better financial settlement if you wait a little bit longer than if you were to proceed now and, kind of eliminate the pain you're hoping to get rid of. Keep in mind that support can be adjusted later if you have child support involved and spousal support. It can be adjusted later if income changes for either of you, usually annually. And the divorce decree could be written to include immediate support reassessment upon new employment, if applicable. What are the repercussions of not moving forward with a divorce now? So that could be everything from conflict to stress, damage to your children, maybe even potential danger from a spouse that's out of control, upcoming change in finances, maybe an upcoming settlement, inheritance, or a promotion. Those are all things that you should consider financially, in terms of your timing. Children, do you both agree on pandemic precautions for children? Do you want them primarily inside or outside? Group interaction or not? Precautions, for face masks might be one of the things, but I'll be extreme and say hazmat suits. Some people take this very, very seriously and they look at it as very threatening to their children, while others do not, and hopefully you and your spouse will be in agreement on those things. Do you both agree on prevention treatments and therapeutics? So that might be experimental vaccines, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, nutritional supplements, herbs, essential oils, etc. You will have to decide what you think is best for your children, and hopefully you and your spouse can come to an agreement on that. If what about public, private, or homeschooling if given the choice? Which would you choose? Which would your spouse choose? Are you in agreement? And can you afford homeschooling if living separately, if that's what you choose? Is it you may want it and think that it's best for your children, but can you realistically afford it? Those are all factors that both you and your spouse are going to have to look at. Attorney questions about current family court procedures. Can my divorce be filed now? How are family courts in my jurisdiction operating right now? How are they currently conducting? Are they currently conducting contested hearings? Are they conducting trials? Are those in person or are they virtual? What's the estimated time frame to get to trial from the time we file? Can we get a trial date? To wrap things up, there's no one-size-fits-all right or wrong answer as to whether you should proceed with, delay, or dismiss your divorce. It depends on your individual goals and circumstances. But at least now you know your options and you can make an educated decision. All right, let's move on to our next section.